Dean Richards now with entertainment news, and I guess no surprise that there's going to be a Black Panther 3, Dean.
Well, it was one of the most successful movies of the last 10 years, so no, it's not a surprise. What is a little bit of a surprise is who they've just announced. Well, he actually just announced it. Denzel Washington will be part of the cast. He's a two-time Oscar winner. Not that that would preclude him from, you know, being part of this cast, but there's so many. It's not the kind of role that he normally does.
Right.
Normally does, being part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But he says that the director and writer of the Black Panther movies, Ryan Coogler, told him that he would like him to be part of it. He's writing a part specifically for Denzel. And, you know, there's no date on when this will come out. It's at least 2 or 3 years away. So we've got a ways to wait on that. But these Black Panther movies are some of the best superhero movies that have come out, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. What do we know about the new Bridget Jones movie?
We know that Renee Zellweger is back using that annoying fake English accent that she has. It's been over 10 years since the last Bridget Jones movie, in which she finally got together with Colin Firth's character and Mr. Darcy. And I guess this is not really a spoiler, since it's the very first thing in the trailer, and it's sort of the theme of the trailer, that Mr. Darcy passes away, and Bridget is suddenly a widow, and, you know, with two kids, and, you know, trying to get on with her life. She meets a younger man, a 29-year-old, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen coming out of that. But the new movie is called Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. And that's going to be coming out on Valentine's Day of next year. If you want to see the trailer, you want to see that, you know, Renee Zellweger smirk and hear the accent again, it's all over the internet right now. You can look at it on YouTube if you want.
I really want to see this new Clint Eastwood movie. And
yeah, good luck finding it.
Yeah,
anywhere.
It's not really playing at very many theaters. And then I heard it's going to be on Max. And isn't there some big fight going on? Or a lot of people think this is disrespectful of the studio doing this to a Clint Eastwood movie. And this is probably going to be his last movie.
There is controversy about it, very definitely, of why they did not open this movie in a big way. It's not unusual for a movie like this. As I was saying the other day, it's movies like this cannot compete box office-wise with a lot of the mindless junk that is being released that shoots to the top of the box office list. I mean, the Venom movie, and, you know, I've said from the beginning, I'm not especially a fan of movies like that. It's just my own personal taste. A lot of people clearly like it because it's been number one for the past 3 weeks, just not my cup of tea. But I think that they don't want to waste a film like that by trying to, you know, put it into a lot of theaters, losing money on it. I think they would rather start small, wait for some of the award shows to come out, wait for awards to happen, get a little closer to Christmas time when people have time to go see a movie like that. It's called Juror Number 2, and it's fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, I really want to see it.
I think that's the way that it is. I've heard nothing but people complaining they would like to go see the movie and they can't find it anywhere. I think it's in one or two theaters total, and I think they're downtown theaters. I haven't looked it up to see where these theaters are, but I know there's not very many. There probably will be more later on, and as you said, it's going to be streaming on Max. So the movie studio, Warner Brothers, just wants it to be in theaters for a little while so they can put it up for Academy Award nomination. It has to play theatrically before it can be eligible for an Academy Award.
There's a lot of buzz about the Chemical Brothers, and if you don't know about the Chemical Brothers, just ask your kids, right?
Yeah, maybe even your kids, you know, your kids' parents. I mean, you know, it might be your grandkids, but they've been around for a pretty long time. My Chemical Romance is the name of the group. They are they broke up. They have reunited. They got together recently for one show. And instead, they played an entire album at this one show and decided, you know, that we kind of like this. We kind of like being back together again. So they decided that they're going to go on tour next year. Chicago, it will be one of the places that they play. And just to give you an idea of the popularity of My Chemical Romance, it is they will be playing at Soldier Field.
Wow.
August 29th of next year. Tickets are not available quite yet on all of this, but they are a coming.
Yeah, they're a draw, no question about it. And, Dean, I am hearing a lot about this show, The Penguin. I haven't seen it, but it's hot, isn't it?
It's pretty spectacular. It is Colin Farrell, unrecognizable. Under all the makeup and wigs and prosthetics, and you couldn't even tell that it's Colin Farrell underneath all of that, dressed up like the waddling penguin from Batman, from and specifically the Robert Pattinson Batman movie, The Batman, featured Colin Farrell in it as the Penguin. They spun that appearance off onto the series that is phenomenally successful right now. The season finale was just this past Sunday night, and the ratings were through the roof. 2.1 million people watched. That is double what the first episode audience numbers were like. The show's popularity definitely means that Colin Farrell will be back as the Penguin in the Batman sequel. And they've been sort of on the fence. They haven't announced one way or the other whether the TV series The Penguin will be back for another season. But Colin Farrell was asked and said if asked, he would love to do it again, that it was a lot of hard work, but he really, really, really enjoyed it.
What else is streaming?
Well, let's see. We've got none other than the year's biggest box office movie that's coming to your home stream this week. Deadpool and Wolverine finally is available on streaming. That is on Tinley Plus, Disney Plus. Tinley Plus would be entirely, that's a suburb on the south side, I guess.
Yeah, that's Apple Chevy has that site.
See how, look at how your commercials are ingrained in my brain that way. We've got the sixth season, second half of the Karate Kid spinoff, Cobra Kai, coming to Netflix this week. This season, they are competing in the biggest karate tournament in the world that begins on Friday. We've got Detective Alex Cross returning in a new crime drama series all his own. Aldous Hodge stars in the title role. It's called Cross on Amazon Prime starting tomorrow. We've got on Apple TV Plus, Rebecca Ferguson returning for season two of the sci-fi hit Silo. Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne is in the classic thriller Day of the Jackal, an elite assassin on the run. Streaming begins tomorrow on Peacock. We've got a series called Say Nothing about two women who joined the Irish Republican Army to help unite the Emerald Isle in the 1970s. That begins tomorrow on Hulu. What else do we have? We've got, Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez. I was telling you about this yesterday. Amelia Perez, which is a mystery musical about the leader of a drug cartel who retires and then transitions into becoming a woman. It's kind of the whole process and the whole concept behind this film is pretty interesting. That's running on Netflix right now. Here's the Bob Surratt pick of the day, though. It's a new documentary about Elvis Presley. It's called The Return of the King, The Fall and Rise of Elvis Presley. It focuses in on Elvis's 1968 comeback special, where he, you know, was falling out of popularity right around the end of the 1960s. The special came on and put him right back on top again. This documentary focuses strictly on the making of all of that. So, yeah, a lot of good choices that are out this week.
Is that on can I watch that tonight? Is that on Netflix?
That is on Netflix, yes.
Well, perfect.
Yeah, you can watch it tonight.
Marianne's going out tonight, so that's what I'll be doing.
Elvis has left the building.
Why did I know you weren't going to go for that mystery thriller musical thing?
You had a feeling. What's cooking on WGN TV this morning?
Yes, we're it's Wednesday. That means that we're behind the stove, and I thought it's a good time of year to touch up some soup recipes. So I've got one that's perfect for a chilly day, but also this would be a perfect starter for Thanksgiving also, because it's got all the Thanksgiving and autumnal kind of ingredients in it. It is a sweet potato, carrot, and apple soup with just a touch of curry powder in it. Mm. You boil it all up and then get one of those immersive blenders, those stick blenders, and you kind of, whip it around so the chunks turn into a nice, beautiful creaminess without actual heavy cream or anything in it. It's actually, fairly healthy. But
yeah,
it's got a nice, the slightly spicy sweet potato taste, a little bit of sweetness from the apple that's in it. I'll show you how to make it at 9:30 this morning. There is chopping of onion that goes involved, so count my digits before I start the segment and see if I have the same number of digits at the end of the segment.
Paramedic standing by, as always. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.